Hi, Eleanor. My name is B. I work with Zach. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Thank you so much for giving me a call back. I was just calling to talk to you about the Garber Street property. Do you have a minute?
I am driving, but go ahead. I got the phone in my lap.
Okay. Well, I can hear
Yeah.
you fine. If you need me to talk a little louder, just let me know, okay?
Okay, great.
I was just wondering, I know Zach had spoken to you about the tenants being in the house. He mentioned to me that if we had agreed to close by April 1st, then the tenants, you would be able to move the tenants out. How is that going?
I didn't do it because he said the 23rd, so I've already promised the house to someone else. I'm sorry.
That's
He said
okay.
the agreement was on the 23rd, and I said, oh, okay, sorry. So I promised the house to someone else.
Okay, well, that's no problem. We completely
Right.
understand.
Went with her first, but now I don't know what to do.
Will they be out by the 23rd?
I don't know. It's up to like I said, I don't think so, no. They're gonna probably she has family, she has places. She just keeps the house for her son is disabled. But I don't know. That's up to him and them after I sell the property. I'm just gonna sell the property, and once I told him once I get everything done with the attorney and go to the title place, pick the check up, I'm going to call him and let him know that they're his new landlord.
Okay, so we are taking over as their landlords. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's I offered the other way, but now it's kind of messed up because now somebody else, a lady, wants the house really bad because I would renege with her, but she was in a batter situation in North Carolina, and she's in like a place till she can get her own place. And I've already promised her as soon as I get it ready, she can move in. But I would, if her situation was different, I would call her and let her know this situation. But she's really needs a place because she's in a like a hideaway place.
Right.
So I'm very sorry.
No, that's okay. So are you planning to have her move in to the Garber Street property?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's moving into the house I was going to put the people
Oh,
harbor.
now I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, that is all the information that I really needed in this conversation today. Let me get in touch with Zach and we'll call you back with our next steps.
Yeah, all he has to do is give him, I do it all the time, I'll even help him. All he has to do is give him a 30-day notice and she'll leave. She's not going to she even tells me all the time she's looking for a smaller place. So she as soon as she gets her notice, I'm pretty sure she'll be able to, but all he has to do is give her a 30-day notice, and then when you go to Marshall Street at the courthouse, they'll give it back to him. They'll give him
Right.
his. It just takes 30 days.
Are they expecting this at all?
No, I'm keeping my tenant because she pays well. Because I've been scammed so many times that I told my tenant I sold the property, then I'm stuck with no rent. And I got to pay, nobody to pay me. So I told him I'm just selling it. If he wants it, he can buy it for a low price. And I came down $5,000 so he could sell it. I mean, could do what he had to do to get rid of the tenant.
Gotcha. Okay, Eleanor. Well, we will take care of that. Expect to hear back from me probably early next week, if not around Friday. just to give you an update of what we're going to do. We'd love to keep you in the loop.
Okay, no.
And if you need anything, Eleanor, this is my number. Feel free to give me a call anytime, okay?
I'm good. My father's back in the hospital, and I'm on my way to check on what's going on there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he's in his 90s, and he's in a lot of pain. Thank you.
Well, my well wishes and prayers are with you, Eleanor, for you and your father. If you need anything, give me a call, but I'll keep you in the loop on what's going on with that, okay?
All right, thanks.
Of course. Bye.